Jesus suffered untold pain on the cross. His blood flowed for you and me from wounds bearing witness of love. His wounds and his death marked the bill of sin paid in full for all who would believe and receive his forgiveness. No event, before or since, is as crucial for the human race as those 6 hours on a Roman cross under a darkened sky. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer is in a series on Cries from the Cross, a journey into the heart of Jesus. Today's teaching is taken from Isaiah 53, which tells of his wounds, our healing. Many wonder, is this a guarantee of physical healing now?
You say, well, does that mean then that we can have healing whenever we want it? And the answer is no. You see, there are many people who take a correct premise, but they draw a wrong conclusion. Simple fact, my friend, is that when Jesus died on the cross, he purchased all that we will ever need to take us into the presence of God. But he also at that time purchased our resurrection body, which we do not yet have. He also died that he might abolish death. But guess what? Unless Jesus Christ comes soon, many of us are going to die. Even faith healers die. And you must keep that in mind. It is wrong to say that we can be healed now whenever we want to be, because if you say that, then you should say we should be able to escape death too. In fact, my family had some friends who believed that. They believed that they were going to live until Jesus Christ returned because they were going to be receiving physical healing moment by moment, day by day. Christ was going to keep healing them. Well, both of them happened to die in a car accident. There are many different ways to die, aren't there? There is today a pervasive teaching that you find particularly on the part of some TV teachers that is just harmful to the body of Christ. People are told that if you're not healed, it's because you don't have faith. If you get healed, you thank the faith healer because he has the power to heal you. If you're not healed, it's your fault, because if you had believed, you would have been healed. The pain that is caused, the sense of what shall we say, the guilt that is caused by that wrong theology. Yes, it was all purchased, but it isn't all ours today. There is a not yet in Scripture. And the not yet is when we stand in the presence of Christ. His wounds blessed others. By his stripes we are healed. But let me ask you another question. What about your wounds? Can they bless others? Absolutely. You know, there's a play by Thornton Wilder entitled The Angel That Troubled the Waters. And in this play, based on the book of John chapter 5, you remember at the Pool of Bethesda, where there was a legend that an angel came and troubled the water, and whosoever then first after the troubling stepped in, the person was healed. You remember that story? And the play is based on it. And there was a physician who struggled with melancholy, and he wanted to get in on the healing. So he'd always show up and he'd always wait for the troubling of the water. And one day the angel showed up, and he thought to himself, I'm the first one who's going to step in. But the angel said, no, physician, draw back. And then the angel said this to him. He says, it is your melancholy that makes your low voice tremble in the hearts of those who listen to you. And the angel says, not even angels can do what one human being broken on the wheel of life can do. I say to those of you today who are brokenhearted, whose whole focus is for healing, so to speak, could I say it again? Not even an angel can do what one human being broken on the wheel of life is able to do. And then someone else steps into the pool in the play, and when he comes out, he says to the physician, would you come home with me, because I have a son who lives in darkness, and he has deep, dark thoughts, and I cannot help him, but I know that you will, and I have a daughter who, ever since she lost her child, is sitting in the shadows. You come and speak. My children will not listen to me, but they will listen to you. My dear friend, I want you to know that your wounds can bless others. Let's go to a third fact regarding the wounds of Jesus, and that is his wounds identified him. They identified him. By the way, Jesus was very open about his wounds. He didn't try to keep them hidden. He knew that healing has to take place in the sunlight, not in darkness. One day after the resurrection, Thomas, who's not feeling very evangelical, when the others say, "We have seen the Lord," he says, "You know, actually, it was a lawyer's dream. Imagine 10 men all agreeing with their story. How often do you get that in a court of law?" Thomas is unimpressed. He's this practical man here, and he says, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and unless I shall see the wound in the side, call me a disciple if you want, but I will not believe." And then Jesus appears, and you know the story. "Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And what does Thomas say? "My Lord and my God." His wounds identified him. And someday when Jesus Christ comes, the scripture says in Zechariah, how do we believe that the Jewish people who are living at that period of time are going to recognize him to be the Messiah? It says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, "They shall look on him whom they have pierced, and they will see the wounds of Christ and say he was the Messiah, the one who died 2,000 years ago." His wounds identify him. Most people know that Martin Luther's name, that his first name is Martin. I guess that's very basic, isn't it? But what they don't know is why his parents named him Martin. The reason is because he was born on St. Martin's Day. Maybe the reason that Luther struggled so much with the devil, it's not only because he did struggle and the devil is real, but there may be another reason why Luther seems to be preoccupied with the devil. And it may be because there is a legend, and it is only a legend, that Saint Martin had an apparition of Jesus appear to him. But Saint Martin knew what many people today do not know, namely that the devil sometimes takes up the form of Jesus to deceive people. If you're a Protestant, he'll come to you like Jesus. If you're a Catholic, he'll come to you like Mary. So he understood that. That is, St. Martin did. And the legend goes that as this apparition came, St. Martin knew that he might be deceived. And so what he did is he glanced at the hands to see nail prints. And just as he glanced, the apparition left, and St. Martin never did know whether he was visited by God or the devil. But I want you to know today that St. Martin was on to something. There are all kinds of Jesuses out there today. There's the cosmic Jesus. There's the Jesus who loves everyone. There's the Jesus who doesn't judge anybody. There's the Jesus that people manufacture in their minds. Years ago, there was a book entitled Jesus the Businessman. Another book, Jesus the Revolutionary. My dear friend, with all of these Jesuses, could I give you some advice? Look for nail prints. Look for nail prints. Years ago, when I was growing up in church, we sang a song that I don't think we sing anymore. In fact, I couldn't even think of the name of the song, though after the service, I'll find out that some of you remember the name. But I think the chorus used to go, "I shall know him, I shall know him. As redeemed by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him. By the prints of the nails in his hand." His wounds identify him. You know, that might be your identity too. The Apostle Paul says, "I bear in my body the wounds of Jesus, the sufferings of Jesus," because of what the Apostle Paul endured. And then he endured so much, and God says, "You haven't endured enough yet. In addition to all of the sufferings that you have, I'm going to give you a thorn in the flesh so that you really endure more." Why? Because his sufferings became the badge of authenticity. And is not that true of us as well? There's some of you have suffered, maybe because of some disability, maybe because of some thing that has happened to you, some person who's taken advantage of you, and as you've grown on in the Lord, it has given you such a sense of authenticity and integrity and believability, because your wounds become the means by which you have been identified as a follower of Jesus Christ. Let me give you a fourth fact regarding the wounds of Christ, and that is his wounds became scars. They became scars. Take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapter 5 for just a moment. Revelation chapter 5, where we see the wounds of Jesus, but in an entirely different context. John is looking into heaven, and he's having this awesome vision, and I wish I could comment on the scroll, but you know that this scroll, in effect, is God's program for the rest of the age. And it says in verse 6 of chapter 5, "Then I saw the Lamb looking," notice now, "as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders." No more blood. No more open wounds, but scars, recognizing that the healing has taken place. And I want you to know today that someday, and many of you are in the process here, but your own wounds will become scars, and you'll look back and say, the healing has happened. Now, I know there's some people who constantly like to keep a wound open. What they do is they keep peeling back the scab the minute it begins to heal to see how the healing is going. And they keep that wound constantly open, and they will not allow it to heal. My dear friend, it's one thing to have wounds, but would you let your wounds heal? The wounds of Jesus are given to us as the means of healing. He offers up his wounds to us for our own healing and for our own health. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I really do believe that there is a sense in which Jesus Christ's death on the cross, and of course the wounds that we have been speaking about, do provide for us healing and help. But I need to tell you that the teaching that I've been giving on this broadcast is quite counter to much of what you hear on television and on some radio programs. Those who emphasize that it's God's will that we always be healed, that every trouble is simply an easy one to overcome because of our faith. And these dear folks, God bless them, many of them speak as if we can have utopia and paradise in this life. Well, I disagree with that, whether you're reading the words of the Apostle Paul or the words of Jesus. It is very clear that in this world we are called to suffer. Sometimes that suffering is physical, sometimes it's because of circumstances, but life is difficult. At times it's difficult for all of us. But I still believe that it is through those difficulties and through the pain that God comes and adds his grace so that we can get through life and that we can manage and even do more than manage, thanks to his death and thanks to his wounds.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with part 3 of His Wounds, Our Healing. The first of 8 messages on Cries from the Cross, a journey into the heart of Jesus. Tomorrow, final thoughts about the healing bought for us on the cross. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Cries from the Cross is more than a series. It's a challenging book by Dr. Lutzer that we'd like to send as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.